This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So let's talk about some controversy that has experts and White House officials shocked by this. What is going on? Well, the White House Easter egg roll will have corporate branding for the first time ever. And companies can pay for things like naming rights for key areas at the event.
What's the key area of an egg?
At the event.
Oh.
So
it's only in one spot, though, right?
I don't know.
South Lawn or whatever. Is that where they do it? One of the lawns.
First it's the WWE ring, and now it's this.
Yeah.
I'll sell you one of my microphone, or one of my headphone ears.
Ears.
Put your symbol on here, your logo, mm-hmm. whatever.
Oh. I'll do that.
Tens and one.
So what they're going to do is, you know, they'll have a sponsor logos with signage, branded baskets, snacks, beverages, and souvenirs.
Oh. Wow. So like, Easter brought to you by Fanatics.
Yeah, where does the money go?
I'm sure toward the bottom line.
the country's bottom line. Might as well. I mean, the way they want to dismantle everything and piece those, you know, parts out.
But I know it, politically, whatever, but like, don't you think that a lot of that was just and needed?
I didn't realize how many people wanted to get rid of the Department of Education president-wise over the years and just couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was that big of a cumbersome, like, you know, cabinet, for lack of better, whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it doesn't harm education, because in some areas it's bad enough.
They said the special education wouldn't be touched. Like, nothing would be defunded. It would be passed through to certain other...
And the majority of the defunding comes from this new age education, whatever, where they try to play the parents. Like, no more of that. And you know what? I don't care what side of the aisle or whatever you think. Like, if you're a parent, you should agree with that, I feel.
Yeah, I don't like the circumcision money in Mozambique. I'm glad they got cut out.
I'm talking about the ones in our own country where, like...
Well, circumcise them for free.
No, but... I mean, that was dumb. And then also we were paying for counseling for men in Colombia who wanted to become women and they needed mental guidance, so we paid for that. Like,
plus, we fund Arab Sesame Street. What is that?
I don't know.
I've not seen that yet. I would like to see what characters are on Arab Sesame Street.
Right. I bet Bert and Ernie don't live together. Ernie. You know what I meant.
Arlie Ernie.
Yeah. I bet they don't live together on that show.
They don't, do they?
Well, anyways, hopefully.
Have to explain that one.
I have no idea.
What do you mean?
Like, you would have to explain to kids, hey, why do these two live together? They take a bath together. I've seen that, Bert and Ernie.
I've never, you know, as a kid, you don't think about that stuff.
No.
And then when you get older, you're like, God, now I'm thinking about the Odd Couple.
Until your dad back in the day walks in the room and says, why are they in the bath together?
Right. What was that with Bosom Buddies, really?
Yeah, really.
Really.
Peter Scolari.
They wanted to live there so much they dressed and pretended to be women to live there. I mean, really?
Maybe it was a cheap place to live.
Maybe it was their way to pay their dues to get in the business.
Did you ever not want to walk up to Tom Hanks on the show and just like rearrange his Hooters because they obviously weren't real?
No.
He looked like a man. He looked like a woman. Like nobody on the show ever figured that out. Go honk his boobs.
I think of him now and I just think of the one SNL bit. That sucks.
David Blumkins?
No, the one where the MAGA thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where that was just the, that.
Black Jeopardy.
That was the...
real flat ending.
It's just so... Oh, man, I feel for y'all right now. I tried to make a joke of this, and it's not funny. They probably feel the same way if they listen to our show, but nevertheless, we won't last 50 years.
Hang on now.
We're halfway there.
We got to.
Well, I mean, if we pay all our bills and stuff, yeah, but...
Well,
we got to stretch this sucker out.
Okay.
Well, I've heard that before.
Bob Weir from The Grateful Dead, he says he's looking forward to death.
Good Lord.
He says, I tend to think of death as the last and best reward for a life well lived. He's 77, and he says he won't be ready to go for a while, but he's grateful and looking forward to his death. Literally, like the name of the song.
Come on, man. Everybody likes this one.
Oh, they should have played Casey or something.
They can switch it up.
No, that's
you want to hear?
You already screwed it up now.
Driving that train, high on cocaine, or by request.
Casey Jones, you better.
So he says, I look forward to dying. I tend to think of death as the last and best reward for a life well lived. That's it.
They still play?
Well, they're, I mean.
He's 77, I think.
There's Phil Lesh died. Obviously, Jerry died. Jerry was like 55 or 53. 53,
when he passed away.
And then, God, what was the one? He had a name like Tasmanian Devil or something. I forget his name. Yeah, I mean, they're all about gone. But that's, I will never say I'm ready to die. Like, no. When I hear people say that, like, even at that age, like, I don't know.
Obviously, you can't go back and retroactively quit, but that might be what, you know, strengthens Led Zeppelin's case as the greatest rock band ever, that they just stopped. I mean, stopped when they were great. Like, look what they got to rest on. Like, but great material.
If they didn't have their disagreements, though, what? I mean, it was almost like you're saying that was a godsend that they split up, because what that could have turned into could have been really bad. Right?
Well, they just stopped because of Bonham, right? They're just like, we just don't want to do it anymore without.
Yeah, but they were not. They've tried to get back together over the years, and they both were like, yeah, well, I don't need it.
Well, maybe it was a sign, like, look. Stay apart.
Yeah.
The Eagles did it, but they came back together in the mid-90s. They kind of would have been on par. Like, stop, man. It's like you don't have to go forever.
Yeah. Grateful Dead. I like what he said, too. Like, that is what life is. Like, it's a test. It's literally – I mean, I don't believe that we're, like, simulation or whatever, but, like, I think – like, every day you have a decision to make about anything, and you could be selfish or you could think of others. And I think ultimately thinking of others more will get you into a better situation at the end. I don't speak at it proverbially. I don't think God's going to reward us with wealth and gold and everything like some people think.
No.
I don't think God's going to waste gold on streets.
Right.
But that doesn't count financially, right? The thinking of others first more?
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
No, of course it does.
Oh, really? Even financially? Because I'm the complete opposite.
You pay your bills and then give what's left out of it? Or you don't give at all?
I don't give at all, really. Which I'm cool with.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay with. Like, who could, though, in this society these days? Everybody's hurting. Like, if I give to you to help you, then I'm hurting. I work to hurt.
You paying it.
Like, what are we doing?
Forward. So you will reap the benefits of it. So that still sounds selfish, though.
I know. Like,
that's God.
I got to have a guarantee that I'm going to reap some benefits.
Yeah, like you pay it forward, but if you keep doing that and you never get it paid back, you're going to quit and you're going to get vengeful.
Like, I'm the guy who breaks the pay it forward.
Yeah, you did that at Starbucks that time.
I'm like, oh, hey, guess what? The person in front of you paid your order. Would you like to do it? And I'm like, guess what?
Nope.
Uh-uh.
My lucky day.
No. And they get so mad, too.
Did you at least tip?
No. Because they're like, you know, we've had this going for, you're the 40th car or whatever. I'm like, oh, it's going to end right here.
You're there, Brock Lesnar. You broke their streak.
All right. Well, here is a weight loss hack for you. A nutritionist says that you need to eat like a baby. And this little idea.
I'm talking about breastfeeding.
Come on.
This is a nutritionist named Nicolette Pace. And she has this advice that you need to eat like a baby. And she doesn't mean like baby food or drink, you know.
Milk straight from the tap.
Baby food is good.
She's saying.
Dude, I went through a thing of like that in high school where we were all like buying baby food.
I'll put it in my homemade macaroni now.
It was just, I don't know what that was about.
Was this good? Like the vanilla custard or the butternut squash?
I got the it was bananas. Maybe just like.
Oh, the Gerber bananas?
Yes.
Oh, God,
they're great.
You could spread those on some nipple, like where you breastfeed?
No. Nope.
So what is she saying to do? She's saying that you can eat whatever you want, but here are the rules that need to apply if you want to eat like a baby. Go heavy on fruits, veggies, and whole grains, and in general, avoid meats.
Ooh, that's a lot of sugar and carbs. This feels like a high-carb diet here.
The only problem with that, yeah, you're talking about how it's going to go in your...
Sounds like somebody's going to have some starch madness.
Dang it.
I love it.
I keep thinking of Gold Bond every time that comes up.
Oh, wow.
It's like funny. Steven Janowski's
package. Tomorrow's Tedder Tuesday. Ringworm Wednesday.
Oh, God.
Tedder.
I never heard of that except for the Gold Bond commercials. Ringworm, psoriasis, Tedder.
Take your time.
The hell is Tedder?
I don't know.
We're about to find out, boys, because I don't know.
Eat slowly.
Harris Tedder.
And give your brain time to to let yourself regulate that you're getting full.
Yeah.
So eat slowly.
Well, it says it's essentially eczema or ringworm. Okay. It's a skin disease in humans or animals.
Oh. Yikes.
I never heard of it. Tedder.
Yeah.
Is it contagious?
It doesn't say.
It says...
I think it is, because you can get it from your pets, maybe, if they haven't. I don't know.
Yo.
I heard of somebody who had the eczema so bad they got to get shots for it.
Yeah, that's bad.
Because it spreads like in the armpits. Or...
With eczema, I think maybe you can.
She was hot too.
I know somebody that was going to the tanning bed to get rid of that.
Your tanning bed kills eczema?
I figured that's how you got it.
The sun on
they didn't
the skin?
They didn't clean it.
No, but you're not going to bake yourself for a while.
Because the chick that looks like an Oompa Loompa is supposed to go around and wipe down the beds.
Yep.
Oh, after man. Everybody else,
you know,
with the bleached teeth.
I know, and the not that oop, she's going bald, oop, but the you know when a woman parts her hair, shows a little bit of the scalp.
Oh yeah, know? Yeah, right down the middle.
She is like orange all over her body except for her teeth, her eye whites, and her scalp.
Well, it's like some women like go do the makeup all the way down to the chest. They'll just do the part of the neck. But like the chest is a different color.
Or
they
won't do the back of the neck. So it's like from the front, they look like the Clemson Tiger. And from behind, they look like Casper, the friendly.
That's crazy.
Paige, when is WrestleMania?
It's coming up, isn't it?
Nah, you should know when it is.
I don't know.
Someone just texts in. I don't know. I thought I'd ask you.
I will look and see.
I just love when people text in things they could just Google.
Just like random stuff. Like, hey, was that really Paige's bathroom she was talking about or roommates?
She's been known to do that. Huh?
I had the master suite with the shower.
How dare
you? She had the bathtub.
How dare you?
Sounds about right. You probably had a trailer tub, too. That's a big one.
No, with carpet.
Yep.
Carpet. That's an apartment.
Carpet around the toilet.
I know. That's like, clean your feet before you get out, because all that dead skin's going to be all in the carpet.
Oh, gross.
It's gross. I never used that bathroom. That was hers.
Yeah. All my skin's alive, so I don't worry about that.
My skin's not dead.
All right. We're going to take us a break. We still got birthdays or suckets. We're going to tell you about Tuesday's show. That's tomorrow. And much, much more on a Tedder Tuesday coming up. Good morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
241-431-8
241-431-8
I'm hot.
You're what?
Hyped.
Hyped.
Hot.
Not okay. Popped.
I'm hot.
Everybody get hot.
Everybody getting
somebody
tipsy.
Pointed out on the text line that I did not ask, and I thought I was just being too routine by constantly asking that old adage, but I didn't ask, and maybe that's why I'm hot. Is there any heat on any of this?
Oh.
There is not. There hasn't been.
Take it with me, Paige.
In a few months. Let me take that back.
Oh.
Let me take that. This is not on one person, though.
Okay. Well, I like it when it's on all of us.
This could be on one person, actually. Let me take that back.
Is it about news?
It's not about news. But it is about a segment on the show.
Uh-oh.
Conspiratorial stuff?
It's about me.
No. Just
sports.
Let's go ahead and play it.
Morning, you damn f***ing liars. I don't give a s*** if this makes it onto the f***ing radio or not, but every time y'all tell me to call in or email in my music so you can do the brutally honest music review, I've sent in over 15 damn reviews, and I ain't heard s*** back from you. Get off your f***ing ass, get on the damn ball, and do your f***ing job.
You know, once was bad enough. Two G-dams is
I usually
not going to win anything out on my end.
I usually take him out, but it was just, I felt like, you know, I had to emphasize how angry he is. That
Yeah, and now that would make me nervous, because if he didn't like the way we responded, that would be even worse.
Like, if we were at a restaurant, we would spit in his food right now.
This guy's got a message for his boss.
Her hairline's going back like Snoop's is now. It's just going to be literally walking around with a skullet. Whoopies.
Oh.
Like pulling it back so hard.
Her hairline's going to go straight to a landing strip.
Oh, my God.
You know Whoopi keeps up with the trends as far as it goes?
Okay.
This guy hates his boss and they work together.
Oh.
This guy does not work here.
Okay.
I have to point that out.
Well, everyone here loves it. CFOF line.
Hey, so yeah, this message is for the news director at a local news station. I won't say which one. You, dude. You don't respect any of your employees at all. You're very new to this station, and I think you couldn't manage a gas station, much less a news station. Like, you're not the dumbest son of a bitch in the world, but you better hope he doesn't die, because you are a dumb motherfucker. You.
God, this is strong words.
The dumbest son of a bitch in the world better be on standby.
Now, let's not call names or name stations. And to my knowledge, there's only... Well, see, now here we go. We don't know what city he's calling from.
We don't.
So if he said, yeah, I'm calling from Greenville, like, I didn't think I know who he's talking about then. And that's our grandmother's station.
Was there ever... No, that was...
No, I know. I never traded Chick-fil-A for stuffed teddy bears.
Well, there was not...
I made myself.
There's not an arcade, right?
Used to be.
I know there was in Anderson. I get it.
There was
up.
In Greenville Mall, too.
Did you ever trade it for lingerie?
Yeah, there was. What was the name of it? It was like something's castle, right? Was that it?
Aladdin's Castle.
Yeah, but yes. I think that was it.
Yes. It was right by the Burger King out in the middle of the mall with the spinning crown.
Yes.
Oh.
It was owned by a Pakistani family. That's why it was called Aladdin's Castle.
Oh. Yeah, the arcade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Those were the days.
Oh, man.
Those were the days. And I think the fondness is because there's less people here.
864-241-4318.
It's like when New Amsterdam was New Amsterdam, and then they call it New York, and suddenly it's the capital of the world.
Yeah,
all right. The FOF line. Let's get it.
Here's a guy with an issue for the new guy on the job.
Oh, boy.
He needs to fall in line.
Greenhorn.
Yeah, take it easy on the horn.
It's 864.
Man, this is for the damn supervisor transferee from West Virginia to our station where we're at. You can go jump the hell off whatever mountain you can find and go head first if you don't mind. I get tired of people like you that took on a supervisional position and you want to come and tell me what I need to do and try to dictate and quarterback my efforts and whatnot. I've been doing this kind of work for almost 25 years. I know what the damn hell I'm doing. It's pissing me off. Every time I come into work, on the one day you get to be the supervisor, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that. Now, f*** off. Damn, take your big, gumby, tall, lanky-looking ass from damn where else and get a life. I mean, hell, if you want to help some damn body out, well, why don't you follow me to the bathroom the next time I got to take a and hold my for me because the doctor said I shouldn't lift nothing heavy. So there you go. I got a job for you. You're going to get your ass in a little bit of a chokehold or a Stone Cold Steve Austin stunner.
What?
Or maybe a combination of both.
What?
Leave me the hell alone. I got to go.
Dude, before he did the Stone Cold reference, I was like, that's Mark Briscoe of the Briscoe Brothers.
I like him.
Also a tinge of Charlie Crockett at the beginning, too. A little Trinity Rebel.
Little Rebel. Trying to get you to go to the bathroom to hold something for him.
I can't lift anything heavy. That was good. Like, dude, if you hear this and you did that off the cuff, kudos to you.
That's amazing.
Like, I imagine if I did a cool call like that, I'd have bullet points on a piece of paper.
Look, he sounded mad enough to where he's just, you know what?
He's just flowing, man.
I'm going to riff it.
That was good. If you're not a professional wrestler, look into it. Your promo is pretty good.
They really are.
Yeah.
I don't know what this guy does.
Okay.
I assume it's something on a roof, and I also assume he's not going to do it today past noon.
Why?
That's just my guess.
He doesn't go to work when it rains?
Well, you know, roofers don't like to work past noon on Friday.
Well, because it gets hot,
well,
right? Weather?
That's why.
Barbers don't work on Mondays.
Why is that? That's very...
I think it's alcoholism.
Yeah, it might be.
I'm kidding.
Everybody's hungover from
I'm
the weekend.
I'm gonna get a effed up haircut.
You're
now.
Get
so I was just
gonna
fun little joke.
You.
You're gonna look like Rick Vaughn now.
Rick Vaughn,
give me Vaughn. Here's the guy who's not gonna do anything illegal on the job anymore.
Anymore, he's done with it.
Oh. What's he doing?
864-241-4318.
These motherfuckers on my damn job expect me to do every fucking thing. I'm sick and tired of working at this fucking job. It pays good, but they expect me to do illegal shit. and do what I shouldn't have to do just to cover their ass? Them motherfuckers. I'll do what the fuck I want, and I'm not doing that bullshit no more. They're gonna do exactly what I fucking tell them. I'm done doing all the illegal bullshit that could get me time in prison just to save their job. I'm not fucking doing it. Fuck your job. That's how they're gonna feel if I ever get caught doing the illegal shit I'm doing to cover their ass and save them millions. Fuck them motherfuckers.
Okay, two thoughts. I hope he's not in one of those people that rate the cleanliness of restaurants. Two, I would love to challenge next week's callers or next time's callers of the FOF line to try to not say MF quite so much. Because it's being so overused.
You want to cut out the MF?
No, I'm not saying cut it out, but like test yourself. Maybe even today, like at 5:01. When you're on 85, try to get home without saying MF.
Something's got to replace it, and I don't
think
you'd
like it. There's no new cuss words, what sucks. And you know why? It's because no one would know if it's good or bad. Because,
yeah,
like, you know, my whole battle with the S word, no one can explain that to me. And it's so, people say, well, just get over it. I can't.
I've heard it on network TV.
I can't get over it. But then, but to make yourself look silly, you say caca or poo poo doo doo.
What if we do it under the guise of news? Because when they had the January 6th trials,
yeah,
they played all that raw footage.
Shows for educational purposes.
All that raw footage was on noon network news.
And what
special reports?
You can't swear, even if you said S takers, you can't. Yeah. You'd still get in trouble.
Yeah, they had everything.
Dead man walking. I'm the ass taker. I'm the American stink ass.
I like that.
What do you do for a living? I'm not mean Mark Calloway. I'm skid Mark Calloway.
What do you do for a living? I'm an ass taker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on March 24th. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Or suck it.
That was a good suck.
Thank you.
Let's start with
not the first time I've heard that.
she was pretty good as Tammy Faye Baker in that movie we saw.
I love her.
Jessica Chastain.
She's so good. She's one of my favorites.
She does good stuff, man. Mm-hmm. Doesn't do a whole lot.
I'll play off what Paige says, because I don't know.
Gosh, I don't know. I'd say 51.
She was nominated for a movie award.
A movie award.
The big movie award.
56?
48.
Oh.
Jessica Chastain.
Sorry, Jessica.
You know what's funny about these awards you see on TV? You can go to your local trophy store and get them made up. They got Oscars, they got Grammys, they got
really?
All kinds. Yeah, oh yeah.
I want an Oscar.
Brick pavers, golden apples. They got all that stuff.
Paige won the Oscar for best movie prostitute.
Yes. And the award for best fake hooker goes to.
They might as well just call it the Pirtle Award because every year she wins.
She really does.
I think the last hooker was probably my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
I was a dominatrix hooker.
Got a football birthday. Our very own Matt Man took a picture with this NFL quarterback.
Oh, I know who that is.
His nephew is going to be the starting quarterback for the Texas Longhorns next season.
His nephew's rookie card's already worth like $5,000.
I wonder how much money he got from Red Bull. He got a lot of Red Bull money.
I don't know.
They don't invest in a whole lot of people.
No, it's usually people who like will shoot off and go to the moon and then fall back to the earth or whatever.
Our chain like the rest of the Mannings.
Peyton Manning.
It's
I'll
Peyton's
go last.
Birthday.
I know this.
All right, Paige, pressure on you. For the point.
For the point. Okay, so the other one was 48. Is this a big birthday?
It is not a big birthday.
I'll say 49.
She says 49.
He is 49.
He is 40 damn 9 years old.
I only guess.
Peyton freaking Manning. First ballot Hall of Famer. Eli missed the first ballot.
Yeah.
But he'll get in at some point, right?
As he should. I mean, he's good, too.
Yep. He beat Tom Brady twice in two Super Bowls. That might help his case.
Possibly.
Let's go with Allison Hannigan. We keep it going for her. We don't have American Pie music. I didn't want to play Don McLean, but she was in American Pie. How I Met Your Mother. Many others.
Yes. She once stuck a flute. I will say.
Come back and watch that part.
Allison Hannigan is 50. 50 years old.
52.
Oh, close. 51 years old.
Damn it.
God blame it.
Can you believe it? The American Pie cast is, they're getting older, including Stickler and Stickler's mom.
Stifler.
Stickler.
Let's keep it going for Sheldon. I did not watch The Big Bang Theory, but I know who this gentleman is. It is Jim Parsons' birthday. Don't know if he's related to Benny or Alan.
I would the project?
Think not.
You're so funny.
Jimothy Parsons.
52 also. Although he doesn't look that age.
I'll say 53.
Tons of money. Madman gets the point. 52 years old for Jim Parsons. Man. Do you want to do Laura Flynn Boyle's birthday? I was going to skip her, but we got a minute here.
Yeah, why not? She's not with Jack anymore, right?
No. She was on the practice, Twin Peaks. I think she was on Ally McBeal for a little bit.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her in years.
Oh, She was, last time I saw her, she looked like she weighed like 90 pounds.
Yeah, she was real, real thin. You think that's what Jack liked?
It was like the complete opposite of him.
Trying to stay skinny if you can.
We'll have sex, but I'm not taking my beret off.
You go first.
62.
63.
I was surprised at this a little. 55 years old. Must have been young when she got with old Jack.
Well, I think that's the way
he rolls.
He goes.
Yeah. That's how he likes them, right? I got to stop this because we do have a legend's birthday today.
Mm.
Take her.
Take.
Dead Man Walking.
Oh.
I said, can I get the LFG show? I don't have A&E, but I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Because he's on there doing his bits.
Oh, boy.
You can tell when Taker's in a bit. It's like, oh, man, he's overly mad at this point in the bit.
Oh, he
when
is?
He shouldn't be.
I think he looks back and feels like he wasted the last 10 years of his life. Because used to, he wouldn't break the kayfabe and, like, do interviews, nothing. He's got a podcast now. He goes to Texas games and horns up.
He loves doing the public appearances, man. He's putting himself out there.
And his wife is – oh, so his wife's Michelle McCool. She's going in the Hall of Fame this year. But then – and who knows? I don't know. But I read the other day that she wants to get on that show. And they've already replaced Mickey James next season with Take's wife.
I mean, look, I imagine that was in the cards.
Was she that great? What do you remember about Michelle? I mean, look, I love Undertaker. I love Undertaker. But, like, as her, like, did she change or do? I mean,
I don't really feel like she stood out amongst, not definitely athletic and tall compared to what they had at the time, but. They got so many good women now that, like, even the older ones you don't really remember get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah. Like, Wendy Richter, is she in?
I don't know.
Cindy Lauper should be in, for God's sake.
I'm sure she's in. Nicole Bass, is she in?
No. China's not in. Like, legit.
She'll never get in, probably.
Anyway, Taker has got to be, I'm going to say 64, like Fat Boys Impala.
63.
Like my waist size. Taker is 60. It's a big one for Take.
What size? I ain't gonna ask you. That's mean.
Well, I wear shorts, so it's either. I think these are 2X.
They don't come in actual waist size. The shorts wear.
They just come in X's. How many X's you got on there?
You love. Never mind.
Better have at least three if I'm
gonna. 99 Love Balloons.
It is. It's Nina's birthday. Maybe it's Nina. Nene?
Is her last name Your Business? Because it might be Nanya.
She goes by one name. She did record this song in English and German.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's out of the goodness of her heart.
No clue. I'll go whatever Paige says.
Oh.
I picked her mainly just to play the song.
That's a pretty song.
Don't blame me. 68.
It's about, I'll say 67.
65 years old for Nina. We'll keep it going for this
Nina.
Gentleman.
It's related to Anya.
This might be one of the most parodied, is that how you say it?
Parodied
fashion designers in the world.
Tommy Hilfiger.
It is Tommy Hilfiger's birthday. I mean, a lot of people have the Tommy West shirts.
Oh, man.
I did not. Thank God.
God, my first credit card ever, Belk's 30-60-90 card. I went in and bought like $200 worth of Tommy Hilfiger and
that was two shirts.
Never paid my bill.
Belk, come get his ass.
No, it's been 7+ years. Can't do it now.
You won't pull that at Belk Simpson. You maybe do that at Belk Gallant.
No.
But not Belk Simpson.
We
had the bags, man, the Tommy bags. If it didn't have the tag on the shirt, it was a fake.
I will say Tommy Hilfiger is 82.
Oh.
No, I'm thinking of Ralph. 75.
Ralph Hilfiger?
Ralph Hilfiger's brother. Tony Lauren.
78.
Well, you're a lot closer than Paige. Tommy Hilfiger is 74 years old today. Look at that. I got Happy Heavenlies, man. I hate to do it to you. This is a pretty good list of Happy Heavenlies, including two former guests of the show. And one of those former guests of the show is Louis Anderson.
Wow.
He was great when he'd come on, man. He really was funny. He was that Galifianakis's brother, mother.
Yes. Okay, what was that show called?
Baskets.
What happened to that?
I don't know.
Did it get canceled?
I think it was short.
Like, I loved that show, man. That was ridiculous.
He was a clown, right? Galifianakis.
Yeah.
He used to host Family Feud. And one of the last things he did was a celebrity diving show with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
Louis would have been 72 years old today.
Oh, okay.
The other former guest of the show, he served his country. He was in Full Metal Jacket.
Arlie Ermey
would be 81 years old today. God,
I was so intimidated by him being on the show. I was like...
Even through the phone.
I know. I was so intimidated. And he was like so gracious, so nice, warm. Like, man, you're a good actor. You seem like a dickhead, but you're awesome.
You remember one of the last times we talked to him? He had a faux pas, though. He was promoting a Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, he didn't say Massacre.
No, but he kept calling him Leatherneck instead of Leatherface.
Oh, he did. Yes, he did. God bless.
No, Leatherneck.
You have a great memory, man.
He does. He never forgets anything.
You have a great memory.
Who are you again? Also, Steve McQueen would have been 95 years old today. And the magician himself.
David Blaine?
No, not me, but my inspiration. Harry Houdini.
Oh, Harry.
Just like the song from Dua Lipa. Would have been 151 years old.
He had a rap group back in the early 80s.
He really did.
Houdini.
I come in and go Houdini.
I don't remember what their big song was, though, but it was. I remember roller skating to it.
God, what was it?
I'm looking it up now. Oh, come on.
Houdini.
Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Before we go any further, let's be friends. Also, Freaks Come Out at Night.
Oh, that's the one I'm thinking of. Freaks Come Out at Night. Some Friends here.
How many?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
How many?
How many friends you got?
How many?
You gonna find out in about 8 seconds.
Oh, come on.
That's all the Houdini I got.
What if this had been the theme song to TV's Friends? Can you imagine?
It should have been.
How many of us have them? Friends.
God, they really should have been.
Depend on, let's be friends. How many of us have them? Friends.
Oh, you're already tired. Already tired of skating.
Before we go any further, I need some cheer wine.
Shout out to the flat top on the floor. Hey, make your way back to the concession stand, buddy.
Grandmaster D, I think that's that guy's name.
That's your gamer handle. I was kidding.
Yours is Suckmaster.
It's Grand Wizard D.
You know what's crazy is that, remember, there used to be a manager in WWF called the Grand Wizard.
Yeah.
Wow, we, man.
What are we doing?
What? Join us tomorrow, Tuesday, on The Rise Guys. You can get today's podcast, text podcast to 1-800-774-0093, the TLCMotors.com text line. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It's good. Thank you.
I have something to say.
One number does it all.
Thank you.
TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You stupid bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.